So
yes. The next one is right of reply, and anybody who's training to be a journalist will know that if you're writing a news piece, you have to give the company or the subject that you're writing or the chance to respond. It's a legal requirement. Journalists usually do this by ringing up a company if it's particularly contentious and say, I'm going to press in 5 minutes. If you have a comment for me, that's great. If not, well, it's helpful. But given that this is an open platform, this right of reply is a bit different, and I think it's an easy thing to adopt, perhaps. There are comment boxes there for a reason. Make sure they're open and that there are no problems with those, because sometimes comments are disabled for whatever reason. Make your email plainly obvious so that companies can get in touch with you, because they might not want to say something openly yet. They might just want to talk to you about what you've written. So make sure the email is there and they can get in touch. Also, maybe point out that you'd be happy to include a statement for them. Encourage them as a blogger, encourage the theatre company to get in touch with you and to start a dialogue, because that's really important. These statements, these comments, it's not one-sided, it's a two-sided thing, and it's social, and that's why it's different, not better, but just different to print. It can be something bigger than just one piece that appears in the paper.